Winston City Council, March 21st, 2022, 7 o'clock p.m.
Justice to the agenda.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. So there's a handout that was provided by Cindy where there's a couple of adjustments to the minutes that were approved at the previous meeting. We also have an adjustment. We would like to move item 7D.
7B?
7D, like.
Oh, D, okay.
The resolution 22-1034, we're going to move that to after the executive session.
Oh, there's an executive, yes.
Correct.
Point of order.
Yes.
The minutes that I sent you on Friday to be approved from the last meeting, those are the ones that were missing the information.
Okay.
I just want to be clear on that.
Thank you. Anything else?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you very much. Consent agenda, looking for a motion for approval. Now, we can approve both the workshop and the council meeting minutes in one motion, can't we?
If they're called out by name, yes, Mr. Mayor.
Okay.
It's as a name.
So I'm looking for a motion then to approve the council workshop minutes from March 7th, 2022, and the council meeting minutes from the same day.
I make a motion that we approve the council meeting minutes and also the workshop minutes as read.
Have a motion, looking for a second.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you very much. Comments from the audience. Excuse me. Anyone wishing to discuss items not covered on this agenda are welcome to address the City Council as a whole. Please state your name and address for the record. Each speaker will be given a maximum of 3 minutes. Speakers may not defame, intimidate, or use profanity or personal affronts. The council reserves a right to delay action until they have full information on the issue. Would anybody like to speak to the council? Seeing none. Reports, boards, commissions, committees, and schools. Ms. Sullivan, could you please share your report?
Before that starts, my computer is not loading to the agenda.
Go to the bottom and hit instead of the top. That's what I did today.
I did too.
Okay. Chief Sardi, could you please come help the counselor?
Not yet.
Catch up.
Katie, thing.
I think you got it.
Oh, there you go.
No, I got that, but it will not load the. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Let's see, it'll go there. And that's where it stopped.
See, Mike was doing this earlier today too, but I.
Get off one of them.
It'll
help you.
So you're trying to open that one.
Yeah.
That should open up on your email. That doesn't make sense.
No, I'll just let it run and see
what. I'll tell you what happened to me today. I came in here because every time, and she helped me. Is that you have to go on by the bottom, not at the top, which we normally did. Yeah.
Oh,
Katie
knows how to do it.
Yeah,
Katie
knows how to do it.
Okay, what are we doing here?
Okay. Yeah,
this is what we're not doing.
Okay, well, what are we trying to do?
Get into the minutes. See, it'll. Then I hit that and nothing happens.
This bar just keeps spinning.
Yep.
So did you know? And this is in your your email.
Mm-hmm.
I
Can we start the report?
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
If you would please, Alicia.
Crap, I don't know if my email is.
So the park board actually made a couple of recommendations. The first was that they would like to get to working on looking at grants and other funding for the park's master plan. So that was a big item.
Done.
And then also they're recommending waiving the deposit for the Oktoberfest and Walk on the Wild Side, but that's later on in our packets.
Okay, thank you.
.org.
And then they're also looking at bringing back the First Citizen event that they used to do. Other than that, we just kind of went over maintenance for the parks. And that's about it. Just a quick recap.
Any questions for Councilor?
Mr. Mayor, if I may, Neil Goodwin, park board member, did come in on Friday. I had a meeting. She is the board member that the park board elected to kind of move forward with the parks master plan update. So she'll kind of be pioneering that. So she came in and we just kind of steered her down the right path on how to get started on searching for a good grant avenue, what to do for the grant writing, those types of things. So we're trying to assist where we can, but it was a very productive meeting just to kind of get that started. And so I think what they're wanting is a motion from the council for staff and for the park board to trigger that process.
Yeah.
So I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that's a little bit later in the agenda, isn't it? Or do you want to do that now?
I think it is later.
I think it's on item B. Under 7B.
Yep, correct, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate your offering that. Economic development meeting are in the notes. Thank you, Alicia, by the way. Development meeting notes are in the packet. I did note there was a couple things interesting in those since Councilor Harris isn't here to read them. Item number 17, Willie's Restaurant sold to a Mexican restaurant out of California. Thought that was interesting. And the discussion of a farmer's market was interesting to me. Also, if you'll notice about item 10, ARC is now owned by the Cow Creek Tribe and the proposal or plans are still unknown. And unless Thomas wants to add to that, we'll move on.
Certainly, Mr. Mayor, we did have a meeting with two representatives from the Cow Creek today. It was indeed productive. They notified the city that their board is not interested in pursuing any kind of commercial type developments right now. What they're prioritizing is residential multifamily type development. So we switched gears and had a very good conversation on the property across the street. That's high density, where you drive into the safari. So the direct entryway there, they have acres and acres. And so their board has kind of steered them down that path. So we had a conversation on the sewer line. The precedent there is we need to have a follow-up conversation where someone for Public Works is there and we talk about how to make a development like that work. There are some terrain issues, a number of issues that they would have to, of course, consider. But we would like them to kind of, if they're going to move forward with residential type development, multifamily, it would be nice for them to consider doing something like that.
Sure. Thank you, Thomas. Yeah. Any more questions on the economic development? Okay, wastewater, Department of Tort reports. Mr. Sherlock's report is in the packet. Chief Sardi, do you have anything to add?
Yes, sir. Council Mayor. So I got the parking lot overhang project I need to talk about. Kind of give you an update on it. So we had Jeremy Hunt come in and have a meeting with me in regards to the overhang. He gave me the equipment list to show the cost of it. It was $27,000 for the overhang. He's getting ready to push the button on the equipment list and realize that all our $27,000 is basically the cost of the equipment and no, there's nothing for him to get out of, so he can't do it. I ran it by Mark. Mark wanted to set up a meeting with him to talk about what it's going to take. He said another $10,000. So we looked at the budget. In the budget, in my new equipment funds, I have $50,000 that I didn't buy a Connex container with. That we discussed with Jeremy. Jeremy kind of had a meeting with Thomas and Andy. Andy went over the equipment to make sure that we were good on the equipment, and Mark approved it. So we took $10,000 more out of the new equipment fund out of the container.
Where was the surprise in this, Chief? Did that come just because of the current state of affairs around the country?
It is.
Cost of metal, that sort of thing?
That's what it is. I mean, it's all inflation. Every bit of it's inflation. So
how much money do we actually have then? We had to borrow how much more out of our fund, our other fund, in order to get your overhangs? The guys don't get wet?
No, we didn't do any borrowing. I have $50,000 for a Connex container. We did not do that. Instead, we did an overhang. Okay. And the original price was going to be $27,000. The reason that we didn't do it in the parking lot grant is that we were, in theory, our objective was to not pay the prevailing wage. So we were going to get it at a better rate by waiting until the project was done, start a new project, so we're not paying the overtime rate for them to do it. And we thought that that would work out, but then COVID and everything else, inflation, and so now we're right back where we were. So that's where we're at. So that's the parking lot deal.
Well, thanks for the good news.
The other thing is that one of our officers that has the medical issue, I should know something by this week. We're looking at like 4 to 6 months out that he'll be out of service. April's going to be very busy for us. We're running one-man shifts. I got one officer that I just approved today to go to canine training in April. He'll be gone for 6 weeks. The other officer has a DRE training that he's required to do every year, and he'll be gone for a week. So we're going to be down to 3 patrolmen, a sergeant, 2 sergeants, and me. We're going to make it work, as we always do, but that's where we're at. So I canceled our training at the chief's conference in Bend. We did some canceling at other trainings because of their priority. So that's where we're at.
Wow.
That's it.
Anything else positive you want to offer?
Everything else is going smooth.
Great.
Glad
to hear
overall,
it.
Overall, hey, we always make it work, Dory. We always do. So that's where we're at.
Well, thank you for that. Public Works, Andy Howell, please.
What great news do you have?
Good afternoon, Mayor, Council Member, members of the member of the audience, and staff. So, just kind of an update on the pharmacy project here on Main Street. We have basically getting to the meat and potatoes of it. We have a 6-inch sewer main that runs through the middle of the property. So we have to look at realigning that sewer line, which is pretty difficult. It's really flat. There's not a lot of depth of bury there. So tomorrow we're going to be shooting some grades and see if we can get this thing repositioned out of the direct middle of that lot. The ultimate goal being we'll extend this 8-inch main line out, we'll put a manhole in, we'll have to do some fill. It's going to be about a foot and a half bury through the driveway. This is what we're hoping to be able to do to get this line relocated. Install a manhole, have a future 8-inch stub out, and then reconnect to the 6-inch AC line that's existing there out of the work zone. Right now, that project in the pharmacy is stopped until we can get the line moved or replaced or whatever we have to do. We'll have some more options, hopefully tomorrow.
As a point of clarification, you said we had a 6-inch line. That's not our line currently.
Yes,
it's our line. Going to be our line.
It is our line right now.
It is our line right now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
So that's just an update as we go through and kind of find some things like that. It's kind of where we're at, but we're looking at relining that and relocating it out. Whatever that may look like, hopefully tomorrow we'll have a little more information. We can make the slope and the grade work there and what we'd like to do.
Okay.
In the municipal code, if the sewer line serves more than one tax lot, then we're kind of on the hook.
I've realized we were going to be on the hook. I was trying to make a point that it wasn't our line. Yeah, it's our responsibility, but it was built or installed incorrectly in the first place.
Yeah, we're thinking sometimes in the late 60s, early 70s, possibly.
Yeah.
We have no records of the line. We really didn't know. We knew there was a line there, Mayor, but we didn't really know where it ran or how it connected.
Okay.
We knew there was
The easement document next door for sellers that he showed us had a label of 76. So that gives us some idea on the date for the precedent area. These areas could be even older. Just kind of depends.
A lot of those houses up on the hill.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff. Anything else, Andy?
We have some information on our pavilion, and I believe we're going to be below that 50,000 threshold. Getting creative on that one. The 50,000 is the, of course, everything goes up cost-wise. So it looks like we'll have some more information on that one. But I think we can do that. We're going to be around 50,000, probably about 48, 49.
Perfect.
So that's some in-kind work and staff doing some work and things like that. So great. Kind of around the pavilion.
Super.
So,
yeah. Thank you very much. Anything else for Andy? Mr. McIntosh, your turn, community development, the siphon project.
Yes, Mayor, members of council, members of the audience. So just, we've gotten a preliminary email. They put out for water quality tests, which will take another couple of weeks. So we're not likely to see the actual report or determination for another 3 weeks. However, we did get a preliminary email from Dennis from GSI Solutions that kind of had some bullet points that were very good. In terms of what they found over there. It was a full 4 foot diameter dug well 19 feet down. So dug in 1952, so we knew, that's part of what we knew, but it only had 2 feet of water in it to stain. So a fairly dry well to start with. One of the interesting things that came out of, in terms of the preliminary research is the project itself, if they discontinue during the course of the project, using the well and then start using it again after once the water table stabilizes, then the well will be fine. So if we find a solution in terms of providing them a portable water during the duration of the construction of the project, then they can continue to use their well afterwards. That's part of what his determination is going to delineate. That's not necessarily an option, but that was an interesting component that came out.
How are the landowners dealing with the situation at this point?
We've had no communication. They are waiting on the official determination, and we won't give them anything until we get something, a specific determination from that's signed by them that orchestrates exactly what their conclusion, what they arrived at. And then we plan on coming back to the table and figuring out how we can move forward with our exploratory.
Perfect. Thank you. Any questions for Thomas? Are you going to handle administration as well tonight? Or was there anything?
There wasn't, Your Honor. Okay. Nothing additional.
Seeing no old business, new business. I have a question on some of these. Some of these licenses we approved last week or last month, didn't we?
I can confirm that the two Shirley Chamberlain ones were approved.
Sherry Chamberlain was, and as was Martinka Construction. We can approve them again, but I don't see the point.
No, just the others.
Okay, so we're going to, in approving the business licenses, we're looking at plastic cuts. We're looking at Safari.
Are there some that are just coming back and doing already were and seeing another year?
I may have grabbed the ones from last week to get them stuck in there. I'm certain there's a few on there that are new though.
Yeah, because I thought Classic Cuts was already.
Well, it may be renewing.
Yeah,
so
that's what
moved,
I mean.
They
yeah.
moved and actually she was not paid.
So she's paid now? Perfect.
So, Mr. Mayor, 1 and then 5 through 10 are the relevant ones.
Okay. So, looking for a motion to approve business license for Plastic Cuts, Safari Village Real Estate LLC, Bev Hire, Dorman Construction, Stephen Dorman, Jeremy Hunt Building Company LLC, Jerry Hunt, S&B James Construction Management Company, Alan Purdy, and S&B James Construction Company, Alan Purdy, and Perrine Inc., Mike Perrine.
Why is 8 and 9, are they the same company?
Yeah, but one's a management company, one's a construction
company. Right. They fall, specifically if you're filing for an LLC, they do fall under different rules.
Okay.
So he's a business license for both.
So, need a motion, please.
Go ahead.
I just have a question. Safari Group Real Estate, then?
Yep. That is a rollover of Ms. Hire's commercial.
That's what I was wondering, if it was part of her.
But Safari Group is not part of Bev Hire's.
Right, but they kept very similar names.
They're
right.
Extremely similar.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
There's a dispute there that the city is not going to be privy to, but her particular business license is relevant and pass muster.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, looking for a motion, please?
I make a motion, we accept the new business license.
Have a motion, looking for a second?
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you so much. Park Board request to move forward with the master plan. Thomas.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, members of council, members of the audience. What we done, so two park boards ago, it was being discussed for the Parks Master Plan how to appropriately update that and bring it up to an updated format. They were internally discussing absorbing that and I think that they arrived at the conclusion that it would be best to go out for grant money and contract that out so it's professionally done so that you can then go out for further grant money to execute physical projects in our parks. So in the last park board meeting, they passed a motion to forward a recommendation to council to trigger that process. And what it would look like is they've designated Neil Goodman to spearhead that. She will work with staff, myself, and I will assist any way I can, but she will locate a viable grant avenue, fill out the grant materials, and then follow it through the contract portion of it. And so they're looking for a motion to for approval for council to continue that process.
So we're approving her moving forward to seek a grant process. Is that correct?
That you are approving their recommendation to council to seek a grant process for a Parks Master Plan. Yes.
Okay, looking for a motion to what Thomas said.
I got a question. They've been updating those master plans and nothing's ever been done with them. Is it really necessary that we have to spend the money on that? Because you update the plan in which the city cannot afford to do, and then the tail of the end of the question is the park board really necessary?
Well, there's two parts to that. The first part is they're seeking a grant that is hopefully fully funded, 100% funded, so that it can be done by a professional consulting operation and turn it over in the normal fashion. The other part is the functionality of the park board would have to be a larger conversation, I'm sure, by the volition of council.
Excuse me, Tom, just a second. Mr. Howell, as the city's representative on that board, not to discount but Andy's been playing this game longer with them than you have. Are we getting anywhere with master plans?
To this point, no. There was some discussions with trying to do things in-house, but that's a very large project to be undertaken, and we would need somebody professional to come in and to do that.
So without a grant to pay for this, it's basically pointless to move forward because like Councillor Cunningham said, and I agree, this is what the third or fourth iteration of a park plan, master plan in the past 15 years, and what has been accomplished by any of them in the past.
Right, the whole purpose of having a parks master plan is you have language in there that justifies actually doing physical projects to improve your parks. And in order to get that language in there, a professional operation really needs to look at it and overhaul it. So that's, I think, the direction that they're conceding in.
Well, without a 100% grant, I'm gonna have a hard time supporting this. Mm-hmm.
And the motion is just to approve for them to explore looking for that. And, you know, we'd have to bring it back to approve the grant. And if there's a match, if there's something like that, if it's not fully funded 100%, then council, at its own discretion, can refuse to move that.
Councilor White, you had a comment?
I think we should let them go ahead and at least apply, then find out. Why should we stop them now? If it may be.
Well, I just, my historically, it's kind of been a moot point. With money for a grant, without the money for a grant, they get the Mark Patton, the Mark Park Master Plan, easy for you to say, and nothing is accomplished after the fact. I understand what Thomas is saying, that we need to have a plan to move forward. Councilor Cunningham, he's questioning what'll happen out of this as well. If they can find money to buy a master plan, that's just great. But to this point, I've not seen where they've really accomplished much. But I'm going to leave that motion to you.
What do you think, Andy? I mean, we have. When I was there, we worked and worked and worked, and nothing got done.
It can be quite a struggle, yes. That's very,
very diplomatically stated.
Well, the thing with the park board is, and all due respect and candor, they have, you know, a lot of folks it gives them something to do. It's their way of giving back to the community, I suppose I would say. There's a large tendency of a lot of wheel spinning. That makeup of that, I don't know if that particular board or it's the park board in general. It can be somewhat frustrating time-wise and things like that. But once again, that's not my decision to.
Well, my question is, do we really need a motion to just do research on grants? I mean, but do we need a motion to do the research? Because I would think you would only need a motion if you find something that's worth applying for,
then
make a motion to apply for the grant.
Mr. Howe.
One of the things that we've been working with the park board on is communication to council.
Yeah.
So this was my recommendation as the staff person, to let council know everything you're doing, so council is abreast on anything you're talking about doing or anything you're working on. So this was just heads up on this is what they're looking at doing, what kind of numbers they're looking at. So this will give some evidence of what that's going to look like for a cost.
Any kind of grant process is a city process, and city council should absolutely be privy to it. They've been doing, I think a lot of them have been doing research by their own volition for a while. And just to piggyback on what Andy said, part of the issue is that we have a park board like a lot of other cities. They don't have the expertise to turn over a plan like this. They definitely need the assistance. But if we are going to approach a grant process, council needs to be consolidated behind that effort. And I think that was the what staff was trying to accomplish there.
And that's what I think we should.
So as a informational only motion, I guess, or a motion to proceed with the research into what grants are possibly available, do you want to proceed on those grounds then?
Yeah.
Okay, would you make that motion, please?
Repeat exactly what you said.
Paraphrase.
Okay. I make a motion that we do allow the city park department, not the park department, but the park board, to go ahead and search for a grant and then bring that back to us, and then we will approve it later.
Or disapprove it. Yeah.
It's kind of a mix up.
Okay, that's I get that.
I think we need to let them go ahead and apply for the grant.
Okay, we have a motion. Looking for a second.
Second.
Have a motion and a second to proceed with the research into the availability of a master plan grant.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign? Thank you very much. $25 donation request for the VFW Ladies Auxiliary for displaying American flags on patriotic days of the year. I was under the impression that the Boy Scouts were supposed to be doing this.
Of course.
Mayor, if I may, I talked with the president of the Ladies Auxiliary, was in the other day, I think, maybe, I had an appointment with Thomas, but she had asked if we wanted to do a donation, and then I reminded her that we made a donation last year, and she said that it wouldn't have to be that much.
How much was it last year?
It was $200.
Well, if they're in fact, this is just me speaking, if they're in fact going to be putting flags up mm-hmm. on the Patriot Days of the Year, and $200 gets it done, I'm all for that. I don't think $25 is enough. That's a bad day of picking up cans.
But we just gave a considerable amount of money to the 4th of July, which was a big chunk of our money that we had, and I don't think we had too much left.
Does that come from that budget, or does that come from, see, we have to figure out where that comes from. Let's table this for a meeting, please, and find out what monies are available.
What do we have?
And the other part on this is, and I hate to be a Scrooge.
No, you don't.
But, no, that's about right. But if they ask for 25, we'll give them 200. That could open up a door.
You know, let them try to step through it next time.
I mean, I'm not talking just them.
Yeah, I know. I get that. But I don't think $25 is enough to accomplish that goal.
Well, I don't know what their background is, though.
And I didn't even know the auxiliary is still in existence.
And doesn't VFW have some background as far as doing patriotic flags, etc.? Do they not?
I believe she's in charge of the...
Okay.
Whether it's handing the flags to the Boy Scouts to get them out on days that...
Let's table this for 2 weeks, please.
That's all they needed is $25.
Okay. About the $25, and I reminded her about the $200 donation, and she said that we wouldn't have to be that much. I asked her what a typical donation was that she went out, and from the merchants, $25 is what she asks okay. for when she goes merchant to merchant.
Okay, thank you. Let's go ahead and table that, please. E, resolution 22-1035. Before we get to that, there's a deal here for Jennifer Mitchell. Yes, that is correct. OWN was wound down in 2018, no longer exists. The property belongs to the Winston Core Project LLC, and that is the entity dealing with the tanks. Thank you for clarifying, Mark. So this is just...
It's a correction to the economic development minutes that were emailed to me.
Okay.
Yeah, the previous email has number 3, OWN project is working on removing gas tanks, and that was just a misnomer for OWN. They're no longer relevant.
Thank you. So, Ms. Sardi, would you please read by title only, 22-1035.
Thank you, Mayor. I want to make sure I have 1034 before that one.
That one got moved to after the
executive. Oh, I missed that one. I beg your pardon. Resolution number 22-1035. A resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon, City Council authorizing the creation of a new fee called 10x10 non-power vendor units for $250 per unit per event to be used during Wander Winston sponsored events at city parks.
Okay. We have Katie. Dale, Mr. Bauer's going to do this. No, Katie's doing the staff report on this one. Please.
Okay, bear with me. Okay, so since we have created Wander Winston and there's currently no fee structure, Andy and Thomas have both been helping me figure this out.
Speak up, please, Katie.
Sorry, Andy and Thomas have both been helping me figure this out. So we need to have a fee structure set because in order to charge anything for the city, we have to have the fee structure, and I'm not 100% sure it's going under, I think it's going under Park Force. But we're suggesting that we do a $250 fee for anybody who's selling stuff at the events. We'll have an application that they will have to fill out. There'll be non-power, there'll be designated areas, and then we're also suggesting that sponsors of the event of over $1,500
Okay, I got a couple of questions for vendors that are already licensed businesses in the city of Winston. They've already paid. Are you excluding them, or are you?
No. So this is for them to have the 10x10 pop up tents at the event. So in the designated. So for them to come and sell fudge or.
So you're not talking about food trucks or wine vendors or that. If they have a license in the city, or you're just selling real estate then for
we're
the.
We're selling the box. Yes, right. For where they get to put their little tent. Okay. So like same thing with Blackberry Festival, graffiti, and all that.
Okay.
This doesn't correlate with the business license, Your Honor. It's just simply a 10x10 space renting.
Yeah.
And how did you arrive at $250?
We did a little bit of research, and actually this is on the low side, but we want to make sure that little people can be there too with their little painted signs and such and stuff. But
well, that could be a fairly steep price for just a mom and pop selling fudge, would it not?
Honestly, this, like I said, this is on the low side. We have quite a few. I think we pulled out six, and most there was one that was $250, and the rest were above that.
But that's not my question.
You know what? I worked for farmers for 6 years. This is an inexpensive spot, to be perfectly honest. If you pay $500 and you begin to be at the event.
So are, excuse me, so is this for like the art in the park thing you're going to chart?
No, so this is specifically for Oktoberfest.
Okay, then you're after a specific event.
Yeah, so, but we just made it broad to cover other ones, but no, like the wine festival, the wineries are the vendors. So we're not going to be charging them when we're buying their bottles of wine for us at a discounted price.
Okay.
So this is specifically just to accommodate people who are not actually part of the event but want to sell things at the event.
And the research included looking into other cities. We looked into several cities, correct? That were comparable size.
Yeah, we looked into several cities and even other states, yeah.
And they were of our size. They weren't like Roseburg or something,
no.
Correct?
Yes.
Looked at similar population.
Yeah, that's what I said. I like that.
Yeah, just to do kind of an analysis to figure out comparable rates for those fees.
So the guy doing balloon art's going to pay $250, huh?
I've never seen a guy doing balloon art with a little vendor spot that he's selling. Usually he's walking around.
Yeah, that was just kind of a representative. Okay. Katie, thank you very much. Any comments from the audience? Anybody have more questions for Katie on Resolution 22-1035?
The only thing, I got some reservations, especially in this economic times, and with the inflation going on and everything like that, and you wanted to attract some, let me use the word small vendors, you know, the mom and pop who lives in town, who wants maybe to open up their garage sale at the place. Theoretically, that would be possible. At $250, that would sure shy them away.
You know the Home and Garden Show? They have the mom and pops there, and they pay, you know, they pay $500 to be there.
Right, but this is Winston.
Well, don't discount yourself. But at the same point, Alicia, you're being awful quiet.
$250 sounds steep, but I just don't know what is more reasonable. You know, I'm thinking, okay, maybe like $150, you know, what's a good... I mean, because we want people... This is the first event where we're going to be charging these. We want it to be reasonable. And so we want lots of people to show up, lots of vendors.
Mm-hmm. So you're...
I don't know. I mean, she's saying $500 for the Home and Garden Show.
So what I will tell you too is you're going to set a precedence with your first event. If you charge $150 and it's complete success and you sell it all out, we won't be able to turn around next year and be like, oh, we're going to charge $250.
Yeah.
Well,
right,
but
right.
You know, the thing is, though, it's far easier to raise your prices than it is to lower them. Serious. So if you start off maybe at 150, 175, and it goes real well, you can go to 200 next year, and you sell out again, then you go to 2.25, 2.5. I personally, that's what I would prefer to see happen, is a graduated increase as you go through.
And I'm fine with whatever you guys want to charge. We
appreciate the research you've done.
So what is the fee for, because I was thinking like at the farm, because I think the county charges like $150 just to have like a food booth. It's a permit fee. Does that sound about
That's about right.
Yeah.
And
so,
it goes up every year.
Right. So I guess that's kind of where
that's where you got it from.
Yeah, because I mean that's a permit and sell food.
Yeah. And the problem you get into then is also they were also paid the $1.50 to the county, and then they're paying $2.50 to the city, and now all of a sudden you're in it $400, and it's like, how did I get here so fast?
Just to add context to it, so our public works director asked a good question of Onika for the fireworks show, what they charge for vendor spots. And the answer to that was $30 here locally, so that comes significantly lower.
So somewhere between $30 and $250 is our right answer.
Here's another question. Setting up the actual tents, is that on the city or is that on the vendor?
Oh no, they bring their stuff.
Okay, so they are in charge of setting everything up. Okay.
All this is just 10x10 spot. Yep, you show up, you set it up, you tear it down.
So this
you
is
clean it up.
Yes, and they cleaned it up.
This event is we're talking about this one for October. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
And you want to try to set these. Let's table this one as well. Let's put some thought into this, because I think there's too big a gap in what we're seeing as being a reasonable price.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I can get you guys the examples that we
talked
about. Great.
Thank you. That'd be awesome. Thank you, Katie. I appreciate that.
And then I did have one more question. So I've been talking to Andy and the chief. So for the Wander Winston events, I'm asking that we not waive the park fees, but waive the deposit, because it's the city Winston events. So it's
well, that's like taking from one wallet and put it in the other one, isn't it? Moving money from pocket to pocket. So,
if it's a city event, we shouldn't charge.
It shouldn't charge at all.
No. So
you can't charge yourself. Is
can't
what
you're yourself.
That's right.
Okay, well, that's we're in like that gray area. And
well, I'm glad you did, but that's the answer.
Okay, well, Alicia. So, Katie, back to the spot rentals. Could you also verify how much that, to sell food, how much that, because they have to pay the county fee to sell food plus their booth fee.
They have to work with environmental health, and they have to have something from their office. And if there's food being handled, they have to show food handlers cards. There's a number of things they have to
There's a whole list of things that they're going to require from a food vendor, having been there and done that.
Yeah, so just to clarify what that fee is, also, I could research it too.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're good.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Katie. Appreciate your time. So we're going to table that one until next time. Upcoming agenda item, the siphon report, lease agreement with the WDAFA. How's that coming along?
WDAFA.
Is that the Winston Dillard? That's not. I'm sorry. I thought that was the water department.
Fire.
Oh, that's right. Charter franchise agreement. I'm sorry. Non-agenda items from council. Good of the order. The check copies were in your packet. Claims in excess of $500. Announcements. Planning Commission public hearing to receive testimony on Winston Island annexations is the 28th of March at 7 p.m. at the community center. No teleconferencing and no council. Winston City Council April 4th here at 7 p.m. Park Board April 12th at 5 p.m. Economic Development April 13th at noon. And Urban Renewal, if necessary, April 21st at 3 p.m. City Hall. We do have an executive session tonight, and I would like to ask you all to give us a few minutes to do this. I would like to ask Thomas and Chief Sardi to remain.
Hey, Katie, right before you go out, everything loaded except
that?
Recess for executive session 7:45 p.m.